This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Do you want to set your child up for success? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback.
Well, I know with Eleanor, when she was struggling so much with math, if she had been able to do online learning at home, she would have been much better able to keep up with class, and that would have just made the whole situation much easier for her. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Happier listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast where we talk about ways to be happier. This week, in anticipation of hashtag Happier Labor Day, we'll spend the entire episode talking about ideas for clearing the decks. And this episode is going to be different. So to get ready, you want to get yourself listening where you can stop and start the podcast. So if you are driving, maybe you want to listen to a back episode of the podcast or hang on and listen to this podcast where you are going to be able to stop and start the podcast. All will be revealed very soon. I'm Gretchen Rubin, writer who studies happiness, good habits, the five senses, and human nature. I am in my little makeshift studio just outside of New York City, and joining me today from LA is my sister Elizabeth, my sister the sage.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA, and Gretchen, I am definitely ready to clear the decks for Labor Day.
Yay! Before we launch in episode 441, we suggested the Try This at Home to Escape Your Taste. And we got some interesting responses from listeners. First, a listener points out that, as I am often wont to say, the opposite of a profound truth is also true.
Yes, Jane says, it's a great idea to vary your preferences. However, have you ever bought a pair of jeans that fit perfectly and wish that you bought more? I have a number of sun shirts that I love the style, and who knows how long they'll make them. I have four. Staying with our own taste also saves us a lot of time. I shop at the same stores because I know the clothes fit and I don't have to waste time trying things on, being frustrated because their size 8 is not the same as someone else's size 8.
Well, listen, this reminded me of you because you have that pair of exercise pants that are so perfect and you keep trying to buy multiples of them and failing. And
yes.
So I'm sure you very much wish that you had bought them at the time.
I sure do.
And then another listener was able to escape her taste and also accomplish many other happiness boosting ideas, try this at homes, all in one big fell swoop.
Yeah. And this comes from Debbie, who says she's a rebel. In January, a friend suggested purchasing an all-season lawn pass to Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View, California. It was $200 and only 5 shows had been posted. Notably, Shania Twain and Janet Jackson were first up in May. My partner and I said yes and purchased the passes. Little did I know that a few weeks later, I would be laid off from my medical device marketing job. I would not have spent the money if I suspected this was going to happen. Here's how that single decision has increased my happiness during this challenging time. 1, escape your taste. My neglected sense is hearing. I am a heavy listener of public radio, podcasts, and audiobooks. Listening to music is counter to my usual taste. 2, behave like a teenager. In my youth, 80s baby, I enjoyed pop and rock and, she says, music of all kinds. Going to live shows of Cheap Trick, Rod Stewart, Foreigner, ZZ Top, and Lynyrd Skynyrd makes me feel like a teenager. For artists I am less familiar with, we listen to their greatest hits in preparation and get excited when we can sing along. Lyrics are easy to find online.
Number 3, design your summer. I am an open-door 56-year-old with 2 daughters, 23 and 26. After they moved out, the summers seemed to slip away without notice. Without a normal full-time employee work schedule, I attended the Shoreline weeknight shows without worrying about the next morning's productivity. Number 4, walking. Yes, hashtag walk 20 and 20. Because efficiency excites me, we park 1.5 miles away from the venue and walk in and out. We miss the traffic and are home much sooner. Number 5, new me 2023. I want to get maximum value for my $200 entertainment investment. Of the 28 scheduled shows, we plan to see at least 23, a prophetic number, making each show $11.50. This is the happiness deal of the century. So I loved the way that Debbie did one thing and it turned out to just be this happiness jackpot.
Yes, it's amazing, Gretchen.
Yeah. Okay, this week's Try This at Home is to clear the decks. And this week, we're going to do something in a way that's a bit different.
Yeah, Gretchen, and to give some context, you and I are big fans of using the calendar as a catalyst for reflection and change. And Labor Day is a great time for that.
Yes. Yeah, in fact, if you want to get the calendar of catalysts, you can get that from my website. But just as people use Valentine's Day to remember to think about their sweetheart, or they use Mother's Day or Father's Day to remember to feel grateful for their parents, we can use hashtag Happier Labor Day to think about our work life. And in the United States, our Labor Day is coming up on September 4th, which coincidentally is my wedding anniversary. So we can use this time to reflect on our work life, and that could be our paid work or unpaid work, anything that we do for work. It's approaching, and it's also the end of summer, and it's kind of that feeling we're getting back to it, the usual routine. Maybe it's school, maybe it's the workplace, but for many of us, September is the other January. It feels like a fresh start, and you sort of want to clear the decks.
Yes, so we put together a list of things that will help you clear the decks to feel ready for that fresh start.
So here's what's different. We're going to list these, but we want you to do it with us. Every time we list one, we're going to ask you to pause the show and do this task. And these are things that will take 1 minute, maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes at the most. But if you do them as we go, by the end, you will feel like you have really made a lot of headway into just getting rid of a lot of those small nagging tasks that can weigh us down. And do not worry about writing these down as we go or keeping track of them. You can get the whole list at happiercast.com/clear, C-L-E-A-R, happiercast.com/clear. It's in the form of a bingo card. So if you want to do it as bingo, you can do it that way, or you could just use it as a list. And of course, Elizabeth, we're all about trying to use the year date. We use it in the trifecta. So this is a list of 23. Plus, we added a bonus to complete the bingo card. Bingo card needs 24.
And Gretch, we realize not everyone is going to stop and start and do this as we are talking about it, but maybe you'll do a few of them.
Yeah. It's meant to be fun. It's a new way to try to make it more fun to do the things that we know will help us clear the decks.
It's a power hour.
There we go. Okay, let's launch in with number 1. Delete unused apps. Yes, we all have them.
We all know how nice it is to have a less cluttered screen. So get rid of those unused apps.
Our father just got a new phone and I was saying to him, you don't need GarageBand. Let's get rid of it so you just have the things you use. And it felt richer because it wasn't weighed down with a bunch of stuff he was never going to use.
Yes.
Number 2. Make a pile of some worn-out t-shirts, unmatched socks, etc.
Yeah, Gretch, you and I talk about this all the time. We have what we call gross t-shirts.
We do.
That we can't bear to get rid of, but we also know we shouldn't be wearing. And I have probably half a drawer full of unmatched socks or socks with holes. socks that are gray. I can make a pile of these. So I should stop this recording right now and go make a big pile of unused t-shirts.
Well, and then you regain all that space. That's the way it clears the decks. It makes you feel like you have that reclaimed space.
Yes.
Number three, answer a tricky email. Just pick one. We all have an email in our inbox that we have been procrastinating about answering because either you have to look something up or you have to make a decision or you have to put something into words that's hard to say. Get that thing out of your inbox and off your conscience.
Yes, Gretchen, and one thing to note about the tricky email is that it usually takes much less effort than we anticipate and yes. is less effort to do it than to think about doing
it. Yeah, the stewing is worse than the doing, for sure.
Yeah, so go answer that tricky email right now.
Number four. Unsubscribe from unwanted newsletters. Now, Elizabeth, I have my regular five things making me happier newsletter. I have my moment of happiness newsletter, and I have my tips and hacks newsletter. And I hope people love to get these newsletters and they would never unsubscribe from them. But we all subscribe to things that we end up not wanting. And again, it's a way to clean out what's coming at us.
Yes, I think I have four podcast newsletters and I could pare it down
right.
because it does clutter the inbox.
Well, and the opposite of a profound truth is also true. And it makes us very happy to get newsletters that we want. And so if anybody would like to sign up for my newsletters, I love all of them. You can go to GretchenRubin.com/newsletters and you can sign up for exactly what you want, nothing that you don't want.
Okay, number five, everybody stop this podcast and go book travel for the holidays or confirm whatever your travel plans are going to be.
Elizabeth, you told me that you've already made your holiday airline reservations, and that made me realize, why haven't I done mine? I need to get on that. I'm going to do that right now.
Yes, Gretchen, we had this discussion, and I said, you know what? I'm going to do it so that when we record the podcast, I can say I booked mine.
Yep.
So I have that smug feeling.
It only gets more expensive and more complicated. If you know your dates, do it.
Exactly.
Number six, sort through accumulated mail. Now, some people don't have much mail, and I think we're all getting less physical mail, but partly because of that, I think it's easy for it to stack up because you don't need to manage it as much. So if you've got it, get rid of it.
Yes, this is one of those tasks. For some of us, it could take longer than 1 minute,
yeah.
but you yes. feel so good when you've done the task. Okay, Gretch, number seven, get rid of any personal care products you don't use. I think I gave myself a demerit recently because I had too many personal care products just making my bathroom feel so cluttered and overwhelming.
Yeah, the thing is, if you're not going to use something, figure out something else to do with it. Get it off your counter, out of the bottom of your shower, whatever. Again, it's this clear the decks feeling where you just feel like you have more space and you're not nagged by all those little decisions and trying to sort through a bunch of stuff that in truth you're not using and don't want.
And Gretch, this is a good time to mention just like a bonus hack of spend out. If you have that mask you're saving,
yes.
it probably won't last forever.
Yes.
So use it.
Yes. So getting rid of something includes using something up. So that's an excellent
yes.
point.
So go put on your mask and then come back and listen to the podcast.
Number eight, this is a fun one. Add a fun activity to your calendar to look forward to, right? Clearing the decks means also taking care of something that you've been meaning to do for fun. So if there's, you know, a movie you've been wanting to go to, look on the calendar and figure out, okay, what would be a good night to go see that movie or make plans with those friends. Put it on your calendar and off, again, off your conscience.
Yes. Number nine. Sign up for auto pay for one of your bills.
Okay, I just did this because, again, I wanted to be able to talk about it and say I did it. For our cable bill, yes, we still have cable. And it's always exactly the same amount, so I don't have to worry about monitoring it. And I thought, why don't I just put this on auto pay and save myself? I don't know why I didn't do that 10 years ago. So there you have it.
Well done. Gold star, Gretch.
Number 10, make an appointment you've been putting off. Most of us have this. It's some kind of, you got to get something inspected. You got to get a doctor or dentist appointment. There's some skin cancer check. You got to get some kind of shot. Make that appointment that you've been putting off.
Number 11, clear out your wallet, backpack, or purse. Now, Gretchen, this one makes me feel nostalgic because this was a Try This at Home we did live at our live show.
Yes.
When we toured before the pandemic. We would have everybody take a minute. We'd put up the lights, have everyone take a minute to clean out their bag.
Yes. Oh, I know. And that was so much fun. Blast from the past. And the reason that we did it then and the reason we're mentioning it now is you just feel so much lighter and freer when you clear out all that stuff that you don't need anymore and you're just left with the things that you actually use. Number 12, jot down 5 ideas for holiday gifts. You're not buying them. You're not worrying about that. You're just trying to generate some ideas. Write them down someplace because the day will come when you'll be thinking, what are my ideas for holiday gifts? A lot of times you have different ideas if you think about it at different times. And so if you give yourself 5 ideas right now, your future self will thank you.
They will indeed. Okay, Gretch, we're going to take a short break and then we'll be back with more ideas for clearing the decks.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the Flowknit wide leg pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen.
Okay, and we are back for the clear the decks exercise, getting ready for hashtag Happier Labor Day and the return to the normal routine after the summer. And I hope everybody is stopping and starting the podcast. Keep up, do these things as we talk about them, and you will get so much done by the time the podcast is over. It is now time for lucky number 13, which is to unfollow and delete podcasts that you don't listen to. This is kind of like deleting the apps that you don't use. When we get rid of the things that we don't actually use, it's easier to find what we're looking for, and we don't feel weighed down by a lot of information and distractions that aren't meaningful to us. Because I'll sign up for a lot of things, and I won't even remember why I signed up. But now when I look in my podcast library, it's all things that I'm actually excited to listen to.
Also, podcasts take up a lot of room on your phone. So if you need to clear up some memory, deleting podcasts is a great way to do it.
Absolutely.
Hopefully no one will delete Happier.
That's right. Yes. Yes, indeed. And Happier in Hollywood.
Can I give you a little tip on that?
Oh, yes.
You can also select for podcast episodes to be deleted after a certain number of accumulated in your settings.
Mm.
So like you don't have every one you ever listened to downloaded to your device.
Oh.
You can say keep the 3 latest episodes or the 5 latest episodes.
That's a great tip.
So they don't accumulate.
Right. That's a great tip.
Okay, Gretch, number 14, and this is a big one in California, check your disaster preparedness. So the supplies that you might need for 2 or 3 days without power, a bag you can take with you if you have to evacuate quickly that has clothes that fit everybody in the family. it's always good to have that updated and refreshed.
Absolutely. Number 15, identify one change you can make to reduce food waste. In the United States, we have enormous levels of food waste. A lot of times you can find a little practice to adopt that will affect your food waste. So take a look in the fridge, take a look in the pantries, and see if there's any little habit you can change to reduce food waste.
Okay, Gretch, number 16, and this is going to take listeners more than a minute for sure. And this is another one big in California. Wash your car. It feels so good to have that clean, fresh car.
That is something that I do not need to do in New York City. Yay. Number 17, donate to an organization that you've been meaning to support. Again, this is something where it might be on your mind. It's something that you've been meaning to do. By going ahead and doing it, you will put that money toward a cause that you believe in and you will get it off your mind.
Okay, number 18, buy an extra of some small item you often hunt for. Examples, charger, earbuds, and reading glasses.
Yeah, sometimes you just make your life a lot easier if you have duplicates of something that you use all the time instead of constantly charging around looking for something or getting it swiped by other members of your family because they don't have it. Sometimes that can be a really good thing to do.
Side suggestion, Gretchen, label your chargers.
Yes.
Put a sticker or write your name, something so that you
yes.
can claim your charger.
And when they're like, no, it's my charger, you could say no because it has a sticker of a rubber duck on it and that means it's my charger.
Yes.
I have had that argument before. Number 19. Now, listen, I know this one is close to your heart. It's to get a library card. Remember, these days you can check out print, digital, or audiobooks with your library card.
Yes, Gretchen, getting a digital library card has changed my life. I tell everybody I know. It took less than a minute, and it opened up my world to a whole slew of books, and I absolutely love it.
And remember, you can sign up online for a digital library card, so you don't even need to go to the library.
I use the Libby app, but your place where you live may have a different one. You can Google it.
Number 20. Okay, this is when we're going to run around. Return 10 misplaced objects to their proper places. So just... maybe you could do this while you're listening to the podcast. You're just roaming around saying, I don't know why this pair of shoes is on the fireplace mantle. Who knows? But they don't belong there. So just put them where they go. And you just get that feeling of everything just being put away. And that is a really good feeling. Plus, you can find things when you're looking for them because they are stored where they're supposed to be.
Yes. And I don't know about you, Gretchen, but I might end up with something not in its right place for 2 years.
Oh, yes.
Now this is where it is.
Oh, yeah.
But it was never meant to be there.
We've all done it.
Number 21, take care of any items that need to be returned by mail or in person.
Yeah. So if you need to get something ready for the mail, get it ready. If you need to box something up so you can return it, get that ready. You don't have to go ahead and return it right now, but just get it ready to be returned so it's prepared to go on its way.
Number 22, Gretchen, clean out your car. So now that you've washed your car, clean out everything from it that has accumulated over the summer.
A friend of mine says that he signed up for a special service where you pay like an annual fee and they will vacuum out your car as many times as you want. And he does it twice a week. Because he says
wow.
He loves that super clean interior feeling. He doesn't care so much about the outside, but he loves, loves, loves having the inside just be pristine. And I thought, well, I wouldn't take it that far, but it just shows that, you know, you just feel good to clean out your car.
You really do.
Okay, number 23. Now, Elizabeth, we have done a lot of talking about the number 23 because we have our annual challenge, Go Outside 23 and 23. We have our 23 for 23 list, part of the Happier Trifecta. And so here we have 23 things on our list for Clear the Decks. And number 23 is to sell or donate unwanted books. We are huge fans of books and reading, but all too often we accumulate books that we no longer want. So it's good to gather them up and send them along their way so that they can find their fate with someone who is eager to read them.
And Gretchen, we wanted 23 ideas for 2023, but of course, to complete our bingo card, we needed 24 ideas. So yeah. Here is our bingo card completing suggestion, which is forward the Happier podcast to somebody who you think would like it. And of course, also rate, review, and follow us.
Yeah, so this last one is a little self-serving, but we decided, hey, let's throw it in. We need 24 for the bingo card. So we'll remind listeners to take a minute and do it.
Yes.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team, and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Gretchen, when I started my career, therapy really helped me work through all of my stresses so that I was able to concentrate at work and do a good job.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GretchenRubin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/GretchenRubin. Okay, Elizabeth, we gave 24 ideas for clearing the decks, but there's some other things we thought people could throw in if they're just on a roll, because sometimes you're clearing clutter, you're clearing the decks, you're going, and you just think, I want to do more, more, more. So here's a few more ideas that can be useful.
Yes. Change a light bulb. That can, again, go years without happening.
Yes. And I've done it.
Clear the kitchen counter. It feels so good.
Yes. Declutter and rearrange your desk. This can feel great.
And then make a list of 5 books you want to read. We all know that feeling of being ready to read a book and not knowing what you want to read. Make a list so you can go down the list.
So if you want the bingo card so you can see if you get bingo, or you just want to have a written list of what we talked about, you can get that at happiercast.com/clear for clear the decks. And this is an exercise that you could repeat again and again. If you're enjoying the feeling of clearing the decks, a lot of these things, you could take several passes at them and clear out more each time you go. So this is something that you can do more than once. You can listen to the podcast more than once, or you can look at the bingo card. Also, if you do love to clear the decks and clear clutter, I have to mention my book, Outer Order, Inner Calm, because that is a book that's just, it's basically just hundreds of hacks and strategies for clearing clutter and getting organized. I had so much fun writing that book.
And Gretchen, we're using this Clear the Decks exercise to help prepare to return to our usual routines after the summer, but it can be used at any time, that we need to gear up for a change or a challenge or just want that fresh feeling of clearing the decks.
Right, because there's a lot of times where we feel like, you know, I just need to give myself a little bit more space in order to get ready for whatever's coming my way. So let us know what you would add to the bingo card. What would you say we should have done as part of the clear the decks that we forgot? If we get a lot of great ideas, maybe we'll even do a second one, because I do think this is the kind of thing that is, with a few fairly simple actions, we can make ourselves feel a lot more energized and a lot more ready for whatever is coming our way. So let us know if you do try the clear the decks, how it worked for you, what you would have added. Did you do it in real time? Did you stop and start the podcast, or did you wait, use the list? We want to know. Let us know on Instagram, Thread, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com. Or as always, you can go to the show notes. If you ever want to know where to find the show notes to any episode, like let's say you're listening to episode 5, it's always the same way. Go to happiercast.com/ the number of the podcast episode. So this is happiercast.com/443. If you were listening to episode 5 and wanted those show notes, it's happiercast.com/5.
Finally, Gretchen, this week we have just a gold star, yes. No demerits. Yes. We want to give a gold star to everybody who did this exercise with us.
Yes. Clear the decks. If you did it, you get a gold star and you can go do it. And then you'll get a gold star when you're done. You know how good it will feel to clear those decks.
Yes.
And the resource for this week, if you're looking for more tools as you are tackling your day and clearing the decks, we're offering a special discount on the Tackle Box, specifically for happier listeners. It has 5 different sticky pads to help you create different kinds of lists, whatever works for you. So there's the ta-da list, the to-do list, the to-doodle list. Go to happiercast.com/store and enter the code HAPPIERTACKLE50, that's 50, at checkout, and you'll get 50% off now through August 20th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific. And there's only one per customer, but it's 50% off. So that's a big discount. That's happiercast.com/store, HAPPIERTACKLE50 for the Tackle Box. I have to say, I really love the Tackle Box.
It's so satisfying.
It is. And the way they fit into the tin. I love a tin as well. I love like things fitting into a tin. What are we reading? Elizabeth, what are you reading?
I am reading Foster by Claire Keegan.
And I am just about to start The Sundial by Shirley Jackson. And that's it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Clear the decks. Let us know if you tried it. What did you think of our new approach with the stop and start? Let us know if it worked for you.
Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram and TikTok and Threads at Gretchen Rubin. And I'm on Instagram and Threads at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com.
And you've already done this because you did number 24 on our Clear the Decks list. And number 24 is to forward the episode to a friend or rate, review, or follow the podcast.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Craft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward.
You know, Gretchen, it might be fun to do this again before the holidays,
ooh,
like a holiday-specific clearing the decks.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that sort of preparing slash clearing.
Maybe it's not even clearing the decks. It's some kind of preparation.
Setting the stage.
Setting the stage. I love it. From the Onward Project. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.